This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, and we begin with breaking news at the U.S. Congress.
On this vote, the yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Thursday night, U.S. senators passed a bipartisan debt limit deal approved overwhelmingly by the House of Representatives. The U.S. had been on track to run out of cash in 4 days. The bipartisan legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. Biden said in a statement released that senators from both parties voted to protect the hard-earned economic progress we have made and prevent a first-ever default by the United States. The legislation does not set a new monetary cap, but the borrowing authority would extend through January of 2025, 2 months past next year's presidential election. A young girl, her mother, and another woman were killed during a Russian missile strike on Kyiv Thursday after the air raid shelter they rushed to failed to open. According to witnesses, we get more from Reuters, Matthew Laritonda.
The grieving husband of a woman killed during Russian missile strikes on Kyiv overnight into Thursday is saying that they had tried to get to their local bomb shelter during the attacks, but no one could open the door. There were women and children trying to get in, he says, when debris from a missile fell around them. Authorities say several people were killed in the incident, including a young girl and her mother. 18th such attack by Russia on the city since the start of May. Russia has increased its missile and drone attacks on Kyiv in recent weeks ahead of the expected counteroffensive from Ukrainian forces.
That was Matthew Laritonda from Reuters reporting. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. There are media reports that Justice Department, the U.S. Justice Department prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of former President Donald Trump from after he left office, in which he talks about holding onto classified documents related to a potential attack on Iran. CNN first reported that Trump suggested on the recording that he wanted to share with others information from the document, but that he knew there were limitations about his ability to declassify records after he left office. The comments would appear to undercut his repeated claims that he declassified the documents he took with him from the White House to his Florida estate after leaving office. Is your money stored on cash apps safe? We have more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning that customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App should not store their money with these apps for long term because the funds may not be covered by deposit insurance. Money stored on a payment app is not being held in a traditional bank account, so if there's an event similar to a bank run with these payment apps, those funds may not be protected. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures bank accounts up to $250,000. The CFPB says generally, by default, these apps are not covered by deposit insurance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Canada will soon be the first country in the world to have warning labels appear on individual cigarettes. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
Canada's mental health and addiction minister says these bold steps will make health warning messages virtually unavoidable. The warnings on the cigarettes in English and French include poison in every puff, tobacco smoke harms children, and cigarettes cause impotence. Health Canada wants to reduce tobacco use below 5% by 2035. It says tobacco use kills 48,000 Canadians every year. The regulations take effect in August and will be phased in. King-size cigarettes will be the first to feature the warnings. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sweden is claiming to go smoke-free. Sweden, which has the lowest rate of cigarette smoking in the European Union, is now close to declaring itself smoke-free, defined as having fewer than 5% daily smokers in the population. Some experts give credit to decades of anti-smoking campaigns and legislation, while others point to the prevalence of snus, a smokeless tobacco product that is banned elsewhere in the EU but is marketed in Sweden as an alternative to cigarettes. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.